Hi, welcome to our podcast on creativity in sports, play, and exercise. I'm here with Noah Alperin, who was able to do some research on the matter and presented to his Honors 300 class earlier in the semester. I'm going to ask him a few questions to learn more. First off, how did you go about searching for creativity in sports?
I'm a big sports fan. I watch a lot of sports on TV in my free time. And when I was assigned this prompt, a couple things came to mind. Like, I'm a really big baseball fan, and I thought about unique ways that creativity has been implemented into the sport, because I've watched countless hours and there's been a lot of things that I've noticed that have stood out in the way the sport is, whether it be from a knuckleball being thrown to kind of throw a hitter off away from the norm, or a bunt in an unlikely situation. Things just kind of happen in ways that I remember, and whether it be a fancy dribbling play in basketball or a pretty cool goal that kind of outsmarts someone in soccer. I just kind of, at first, I preliminarily thought about just different things that I've remembered in my own personal experience by watching sports. So, yeah, I started there.
And what would you say about play and exercise?
That's something I had to do a little more research on. I basically went to a couple databases, and I watched a couple YouTube videos about content creators and how they were able to uniquely target certain physical activities to help better certain parts of their bodies. There's a lot of unique things that have evolved today that have been really popular, like Zumba and different like weightlifting exercises that can target certain muscle groups. I basically found a lot of content on social media that kind of explains ways you can be creative in targeting certain things and new and innovative ways to exercise and play. So I really think that there's a lot to be found, and I think that there's plenty to discuss involving creative ways in play and exercise.
And throughout your research, what sports did you find had the most ability to be creative?
That's really tough to answer, but I feel like that soccer or basketball has the most ability to kind of just play with your own canvas, your own blank slate. You have a ball in your hand and or by foot to just kind of do whatever, and you have a large playing field to just be your canvas. There can be flashy passes, whether it be soccer or basketball, a unique dunk or a layup that throws off a player or a defender in basketball, a nice trick to get past the defender in soccer, and there's a lot of different goals that are new and showing up by some of the best soccer players in the world that we can watch on TV today. But I think there's a lot of different like material in both those two sports, and there's a lot of ability for things to just be free run, and leaves up a lot to the player itself to be creative and adjust. So I think so.
You talked a lot about a player's ability to have freedom on the court or on the field, but once a player invents a move, how long is that new move or method considered creative? Do you think there could ever be some sort of plateau in new ideas in sports?
That's a really interesting question. Honestly, I feel like that sports have been around for, a lot of these sports I've been discussing have been around for almost 100, 200 years. There's been a lot of new things as the sports develops and new rules are created. I think it's going to be really tough to eventually find and run out of ideas to throw off somebody or be creative. It's really, the possibilities are honestly endless in my opinion, with the ability to be on a court or a field or something like that. There's and new players and new generations coming up. I feel like there's a lot of different stuff and a lot of wiggle room to play with through as new generations come and new rules are implemented and even new sports. So genuinely, I think that there's always going to be some sort of new thing in a sport. And if a day ever comes that there's nothing new anymore, it's going to become dull at some point. And I feel like there's a need to be creative. And without these creative things that attract fans, media, and a lot of coverage, I think that the sport will eventually slowly die out. So being creative in sports is crucial to not only being effective at it, but keeping people engaged in the professional side of things. So that's a good question, though.
Do you find that there are any risks that coincide with going against the norms in sports and making out new moves or exercising methods?
I think that when you make a transition from different leagues, let's say you're really good at a sport and you play at the high school level, and then you move to the college level where things are a little more stringent and strict and have a lot of new regulations. I think that if you are used to doing something that's creative that can't really be figured out in a new league, I think it'll be effective. But there's a risk that this style of play or this play that you've been using to be creative or on the fly could not coincide and agree with college guidelines or even professional guidelines if you get that far. I think that's the main big risk that kind of glares to me right now. But I think that if there's little risk, but that'd be the only one that I can think of that would be a problem when moving to different leagues. But I think it's definitely should be encouraged to try and be creative. I don't want to steer anybody off of it.
And what knowledge does someone need about the human body to be able to properly improvise with physical activity?
As I said, on YouTube, there's a lot of different content. Not even just YouTube. The internet's a really big place. There's a lot of different stuff. But you got to know where to look when you're doing, for instance, play and exercise. You have to know where to look and have a reliable source. Because if someone tells you the wrong thing to do, you can end up harming yourself. And there is some knowledge, that basic knowledge, that needs to be given to you before you go out and start performing these new things that are creative. Because you can't trust anybody on the internet, as we all know. But I think if you are able to come in with a background of knowing what your comfort zone is and what you should and should not be doing to a basic level, I think that knowledge is crucial. And other than that, I think just the bare minimum is really what you need there.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Creativity in Sports and Play and Exercise podcast. I hope this has been an entertaining and educational experience for you. Have a great day.